Now, one of the world's most successful tennis stars, Martina Navratilova, is once again a Czech citizen after more than 30 years. The 9-time Wimbledon champion made the announcement to journalists in Tokyo on Tuesday, but stressed that the move would have no effect on her status as an American national, nor was her decision politically motivated, as many had speculated. Rosie Johnson reports.
Martina Navratilova, perhaps the biggest legend in women's tennis, is again a Czech citizen after 33 years. She broke the news to journalists in Japan on Tuesday, adding that she had no plans to give up her American citizenship, which she was granted back in 1981. But there's been widespread speculation that Ms. Navratilova's decision to take back Czech nationality is linked with her disdain for the administration of American President George Bush and its decision to go to war in Iraq in particular. Navratilova originally applied to regain Czech citizenship 5 years ago. Last autumn, she complained about the time that the process was taking and about the fact that the Czech authorities had lost her documents. In fact, the Prague-born tennis legend regained her Czech citizenship on January 9th of this year, but only made the announcement on Tuesday. Martina Navratilova was only 18 when she left her homeland. She defected because, she said, the communist authorities were putting pressure upon her not to play in the United States, where the majority of big tennis tournaments were held. In the course of her career, which spanned over 3 decades, Navratilova went on to win some 59 Grand Slam titles, making her one of the most successful tennis players ever. Following on from one of the final matches of her career, at Prague's Štvanice Arena in 2006, she told Radio Prague how it felt to be playing back on Czech soil after years of exile.
Just a shame that there weren't more opportunities to play in front of your home crowd, you know. It really, for most of my life I've played in front of a crowd that was pulling for the other guy because I was number one, and so I never felt at home. Even playing in the States, they really started cheering me on at the end of my career. So now, you know, I get the crowd on my side pretty much everywhere I go, but it would have been nice to have been able to play here more.
Navratilova insists that she's not thinking about leaving the United States, but the Czech Republic can expect to see more of her soon. She's planning to open a tennis academy for young players in this country in the near future.